Velo shmoi spin is all boy mit shaimo. Is Yaakov ishu vase bo. So, I mean, pashut in pshat, the word, I mean, the word Elo shmoi spin is all is very strange. Lamaisa, we know all the names from before. It's written already, and now the pasuk is saying, the pasuk is saying they all came down to Mitzrayim. So, I mean, said it. It's all rebun. It's saying a chiddush. You know the names of these people. I mean, if he's telling me that everybody came down, should say everybody came down. If he's telling me the names of the people, be megal names of people. I mean, we've had it all along till now. Dover tomorrow. I mean, Rashi says his eifrim Rashi brings Chazal, but upon him, the whole mitzvah, the whole word of Elo Shmois is strange. A second inyan. Later on, we have. It says that they came. Moshe was talking with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, discussing what would be the name. So what name will I tell him? So everyone asked if Moshe knew the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was already Messiah, and so on. The Arizal points out, as a Messiah, that in the Seif Tevis, V'amru li mashmoi mo'im aleihem, you have the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yud is li, he is the mashmoi, the vav of the... In other words, Yudke Vavke is spelled out as the Seif Tevis of V'amru li mashmoi mo'im aleihem. I mean, there's a lot of Dvarim Nifloim in the Remez over here, but it's not Betzem as Adam Inyan. That means somewhere along the line, it's Ke'ilu within Betoich Divrei Moshe was Meramez on the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. So what's he asking? I mean, it's in his words. It's not a Remez you just pick up on the side. Secondly, why is it the Seif Tevis? But there's an importance. I mean, wherever you have a remez, whether it's a Rosh Tevis or Seif Tevis or whatever it is, there's obviously something in that Nekuda. The remez of the Seif Tevis is the Shema Vayev, Yud Kei Vav Kei. Good. Another place, like a very Chikava point, the Kedushas Levi says, why are the Oisis Yud Kei Vav, the Oisis of the Shema Vayev? So he says that in any letter in the Aleph Beis, if you take it and you machpil it, lemoshel, if you take a Beis and you machpil it with Beis, you multiply Beis by Beis, you get a Dalet. If you multiply a Beis by a Hey, you get a Yud, and so on. By a Vav, you get Yud Beis. The end of the letter, does the new letter number that you get does not have to contain the old one. The exceptions are a hey and a yud and a vav. No matter how many times you multiply it, you'll get a 6 at the end, you'll get a 5 at the end, or you'll get a 10 at the end. So you always retain a yud k vav. You always retain it as the seif of the word. And b'meila, you will. It's a b'china of ani Hashem ani avay lo yishanisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above shinui, and this is the remez for it that it's above shinui. Also, the fact that it's always the seif teva is davar zayim darsheni. What does it mean? It's always the seif teva is the yud kei vav. So definitely, there's an akud of not shinui, but it's also locked into the seif teva, which is also something interesting. The name of Yud of Erke, so Chazal Dashnia, a lot of drushes about what is it, what does Erke Asher Erke mean? The different Ninyanim. So one of the Ninyanim Beshav brings Rabbi Yitzchak says, Erke means Ani Hashem, he says, Ani Hashem Hoyisi, Ani Huzeh She Hoyisi, Ani Huzeh She Hu Achshav, Ani Hashem Hu She Laosir, I think, or She Eya, Laosir, I think, Lashnis. So Chazal say that in the Shem of Erke, you have a remez on Hoyisi, on I am and I was, I am and I will be. It's a kasha. I mean, that's what's merum is in the Shem Avaya. Yudke Vavke is Hoya Hoyve V'iyah. It's not mistava should be the same rem as an erke. I mean, that's what ani zeh she yisi, ani zeh she achshav, ani zeh she yelosit. Besides which, it doesn't. I mean, the word havaya is keilu a. It's kilu a sheirish of sorts. It means existence, or however you want to do it. So therefore, it includes in it hayviya include in any infinite, in any sheirish. You have the different conjugations, and you could say it's different tenses and so on. Eke is this very specific tense. It's asit. So why is the how do you have that same remez over here? Bal korchoch, they both are meramez hoyoyvier, but in a different oifin. In havayit is one oifin, and in erke it's another oifin. I mean that's some hagdar of what the name is. When you're teaching the different names of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Chazal say that each name is lefi ma'isa of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So Bal korchoch, there must be a difference between erke and havaya, and yet Chazal seems to say it's the same thing. Where's the difference between the two oifanim? There's a goyin that says, the goyin is in your lord. So say for his on it's a pirush on mishpatim, it's a pirush on the zayir, and it's in his mishpatim. The goyin says that. What he says in the general run of it is things that is yudua. He says wherever there's before a period of geula, the golus is much harder. The inyan of the golus increases, and just like it says ayelos hashacha, that there's more choishech in the Seif HaLaila than in the beginning of the Laila. So right before the Ur, there's more Choshech. There's always more Tzaris. That's why by Yaakov, by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went the first time, it became much worse. And V'chulu, those are all in Yonim of where the Golos becomes tougher at the end, right before the Gula. Everybody says the Shigur Lishna, it's always said and always used. But first of all, why? Well, what's the people are mad dafke mitach, why? What's the nikud? But the goyin adds something to it that's not in any other place. The goyin adds that's the side of the Gemara. There's Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara says agra. The Gemara says what's like the main schar. So it says agra de pirka ritzusa. That when a chacham comes occasionally and says a drasha, the mile of it is that you run to it. Because Rashi says not everybody understands, so the etzem halicha is a schar mitzvah. Fine. There's agri lulis mili, agri tanesis, it's tzedakah. Meaning within different inyonim, you have locked in different schar, different inyonim that are. It says the one. So most of them are understandable. The running to a pirka is a dvar mitzvah. Loilami rots. A person is supposed to run to Beis HaKnesset, supposed to run to Beis Medrash, supposed to run to see Malchus Yisrael, Malchus Yisrael. The running to it is a certain expression of Chavivus HaMitzvah and so on. Fine. The Hilula, the Agri Debe Lula, the Mili, the Divrei Torah, the Agri, this, all of them are the pshat that there is a specific Inyan Toiv within the other Inyan. One of them stands out. It says, Agra de Pirke Duchke. The Perik was the time before Yom Toivim. The Chacham used to come and say a drasha to present the Inyoni Yontiv, Hilchas Yontiv, and Inyoni Yontiv. So a lot of people used to come. It was very crowded. There was no air conditioning probably. So the duchka, the fact that people are pressed together and it's highly uncomfortable, that's the schar. It's strange. I mean, the other ones, there's a chavivas ha-mitzvah in running to it. When a person runs to something, he shows the chavivas, the cover. A person gives tzedakah on the time, a person has the retire and this. Those in Yonim all seem to be, it says if you go to Avelos, the shtika, different in Yonim that seem to be milas that you get from it. The doichka, I mean, it's crowded, it's hard to sit there, it's just everybody's on top of each other, but that doesn't seem to be a special mile to get out. What's the doichka? And what is the goyin want over here? I mean, he found the Gemara, the what? It says, just like, the goyin says, just like right before the golos, right before the gula, that's when the golos is strongest. So agra de kala doichka, the same thing when he's sitting there, the doichak, that's the mile. What does he want for the Gemara there? What exactly is the tzushto? Okay, let's try to understand that in. Let's understand it. Chazal say the Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, it says it was Goy Mikarev Goy, that Klal Yisrael was a nation within a nation. So Chazal say Kehador Uber, like Kehador Roya, that Yishremit the Uber Mimei Imoy. A Roya sees a sheep giving birth, so he helps and pulls out the little fetus from the mother. The same thing, that was Goy Mikarev Goy. That was the Inya of Goy Mikarev Goy. In other words, the Mahalach of Lokachas like Goy Mikarev Goy was a Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking out a Klai Yisrael, like an Uber Me'imoy. What's the muscle of Uber Me'imoy? And even more than that, I mean, the pasuk over there is madgish that there never was such a pella in the world that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should come and take out a goy mikarev goy. Was it ever heard before that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could come and take him an am like us goy mikarev goy? It's a double pella. I mean, if you believe in Ashkocha, there were a lot of instances of Umois that broke away from other Umois, declared their independence, and became free. You know, one way or another, there was the different Yadamim. The whole Mahalach of Toldos Olam is built around Umois swallowing Umois, and Umois rebelling against Umois. And the pasuk itself, Kaloyim, Yavdal Malachim, Hey Malachim, they came and they took, and they broke away from them. V'chulu, the different Yadamim like that. What's the Pella that Kodesh Baruch Hu came, Lokach, Sloy, Goy, Mikarev, Goy? In the Bria, we have a Mahalach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Ani Hashem Lo Yishanisi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never changed, and B'meila, his Rots in the Bria doesn't change, and his Gzeiris don't change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kol Kulay above Shinui. If we do see Shinui in the Bria, how do you understand it? How do you understand the Mahalach of Shinui, of things happening, and so on? Ato Yodati, we saw the Ramban by Avraham Avinu, he says, Ato Yodati Gril Kimato, now I know. What happened now? What does it mean that it happened in now? There's no Echmein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew beforehand. Ramban is, we spoke about it a lot of times. The Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria Nikudois of Zera, of potential, that have in themselves everything of the Asid, but it's not Begoli. It's not Begoli. It's not developed. It's just a seed. L'moshel, if a person has a child, it's not Yesh Me'ayin, but it's something more than Yesh Me'yesh. So there is an Akud in the Bria. We are Kaddish, when a Kaddish Baruch embraces Bar Lakim as the Shemayim Vesoretz, so everything was put in there. Rashi says embraces. What more do you need? Rashi says embraces Melamed, that everything was underground right away, except when a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, Taitas Desha, that one is Moitzi Desha. When a Kaddish Baruch Hu said that there should be behemoths or whatever it is, it came out from the offer. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create like disjunct pieces of Bria. There was a world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumped in Behemoth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumped in Deshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumped in Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything was already locked in under the offer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matzmiach in the Bria. That is the Mahalach of how things happen to Bria. So on the one hand, we mark Osid, Hoive, and Ova with the different stages of seed, developing seed, and grown seed. That's how we mark Shinui, because for us, since we live only in the Dayan Mashin of Royas, so by us there's a clear demarcation between what was, what is, what will be. By a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and forget about control a second. In the Metzias, in the Amita, in the Emes of the Metzias, it's all seeds that are developing. These are things, this is like Pasuk says, Sheirish Peire Roish Vilano in Itzavim, that if you see Kfir comes on Kaisal, there was already a Zera of it someplace, and it's just flowering. So here also, Letzaratoiv, the things are there, and the question is, them flowering, them coming out. If you want to show the contrast between the mahalach of something when it's bent in to some that's coming out, there are two words that are two different in yanim that are both negative, but they both mean the same thing. First of all, golos. When you speak about klayos or being in golos, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram there'll be ger be'eretz Elohim, he was not talking about the shibudim, the inui, the tsar, the tsara. Those in yanim afterwards it says vavodim, v'inu oisam, and so on. Those are in yanim besides that. What's the klala of ger be'eretz Elohim? It means the minute I say that somebody is boxed into an alien framework, it automatically means that I can't flex my muscles. Lamashal, if a person is a guest in someone else's house, the person feels stifled because in that person's house, you always have to walk in a certain way. You always have to be dressed in a certain way. You always have to eat in a certain way. There's a certain mitzvah that is imposing a certain framework around my mitzvah. So the minute I'm a guest in someone's house, so already my koima is kafuf to a different framework. And it automatically is an act of compression. The word tzara, it does not mean suffering, does not mean pain. It means it by extension, obviously. The word tsara comes from the word tsar. It means constricting. If a person is under a lot of pressure, what happens is the person feels himself becoming compressed, becoming shrinking, being compressed, not being able to flower. That is, so tsuris is the pain of being compressed. The person is being his koima is going back to the matzav uber. Of the matzavim, the matzavim in a person's mitzias, the matzav where he is kol kuloi ger be'aretz loylahem. The matzah where the person is in a makom tsar and tsara is the matzah of uber. An uber is someone who is living within another framework. And that's why his whole mitzias is a mitzias of tsar. It's a mitzias of being compressed. And that's why the whole tsuras uber is kol kuloi a tsura of a being that's compressed. That's why when he's nailat, he looks very compressed. That is the matziv of uber. So lemaisin the Akadosh Baruch Hu created the world where everything in the world starts out by being an uber. Everything is under the offer, under the adama. It means it's in a matzav uber. He's locked into another framework. There is nothing as stifling as being under the adama. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is matzmiach. The coming to surface is a pa'ula of tzmicha and growing. That is the matzav of that's the tzur of everything that's noilat. The Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two Shemes that are Shroshim. There's one Shem of Avaya, which is Hoya Hoya V'Yia. Hoya Hoya V'Yia means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above Shinui himself. And there is the Shinui that happens in the Bria is all Mitzad the Mekablim. And B'Meila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochul is Legamri Le'ela Le'ela Le'ela. It's like somebody who's giving much like realistic, somebody's in a control tower and he sees the planes going and coming and flying. He's not part of that mitzvah. He's above that mitzvah. And whether the people when somebody's coming down with the plane, the tower looks like it's going up. And when somebody is taking off, the tower looks like it's going down. It's neither true. The shinui is in the person. The tower stands consistent. That's the b'china of Hashem Havaya. It's above. Hoya, Hoiv, and V'yiyah are all the same in the word Yudkei Vavkei. Yudkei Vavkei means all three the same. Erke is a different mahalach. It's a mahalach that stels a chtsu to the person, and it's with the person when he is an avar or an uber. He is with the person when he's being tzemeach, and he is with the person when he has peiros and so on and so forth. Akadosh Baruch Hu is with the person. In the sense that your person sees the hashgacha that be'etzim what he is now is what he was before, but it was kulay before it was unrecognizable, and only the hashgacha the potential a person had. Not the head, the potential, but the hashgacha was looking at the person, betrays the potential of the person, and then the hashgacha led the person to realize his potential. So it's the hashgacha that stolzich tzu, that saw that the avar is will change into a hoiva, which will develop into asid, and that's the person. So both of them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above zman. But Havaya is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above Zman, Machmas Mal Yusoy. Machmas is Al Yoinus from Bnei Adam. And Hashem Erke is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with the person, and he imposes that same sense of the bridge between the past and the present and the future through the person's Ashkach. That's the Shem of Erke. The person's whole metzias is a metzias of whatever his metzias is at any given moment. That's not his metzias hashlema. When we say a person is shayef for olam hazin olam haba, we've also mentioned a few times, means when a person is shayef for olam haba is he dehares always the ba in the person. He dehares what is inherent in the person rather than what's there. Whatever is there, the zeh in the person is the given, the frozen, that's it. And then the person, almost like an Uber. An Uber has a certain type of chiyus, and he can deher his world in that. And an Uber can deher his metzias that he's going to do something. The Shem Erke is anozim mina la'oilid, the Zohar says. I am prepared to start giving birth to something. When a person is toifis his metzias, in terms of the future, that's where the person connects with the Shem Erke. And it's always the person's metzias. Because this is a world that the constriction of the world is the zeh. The world always tries to freeze everything the way it is. Yeah, this is what you are. The she'ifa for olam haba, kol yisrael yesh chelek olam haba, means now. Every single person in Klal Yisrael has a restlessness that he's cramped. He still hasn't flowered. He still hasn't developed. He still hasn't become what he can become. That is the Kol Yisrael Yishem Chayek Olam Haba now, in this Metzias. Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went into Mitzrayim. They went in, they had a certain Metzias. They were Shvatim. They were Yud Beis Shvatim. They were Yaakov's children with Yaakov. They came in with a whole Metzias. Mitzrayim compressed them back into a state of uber, it's interesting. The pasuk says that Torah is aruka mina aretz, rochava mina yam. It's longer than earth. Earth is long, and it's rochava mina yam. It's broader than the oceans. So oceans and breath are the same. That's the tchuna of an ocean. Mitzrayim is called Meitzar Yam. Mitzrayim tries to constrict the yam from flowing out. The reason is because land, as big as a field as you have, you don't dehair that the second piece, the second acre did not sprout from the first acre. It's you have 1 acre and another acre and another acre. That's arucha. Yam is the pshat that when if you don't put any boundaries, the yam just broadens. It's ke'ilu, the yam has an infinite potential, and if you just take away the dike or the shore or the wave breaker, it just keeps flowing. So rachvus is where the thing itself expands. It's not addition, but it's expansion of what's there already. Mitzrayim was Meitzayam was it compressed the yam in Klal Yisrael and held it bitzar. It says it's far. Mitzrayim is it's a that was the taste of that was Golus and Tzara in Mitzrayim was the same thing. Golus Mitzrayim is the Metzius of Klal Yisrael being inside a constricting being and becoming stunted as a result of it. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu came along and asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they'll ask me, Moshmoy, Ma'oima Aleihem. Certainly, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Eke, and Chazal say, Eke, I was with them in this Golos, I'll be with them in all the other Golos. So Moshe said, you know, it's a dial, it's a Shait, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I said it only to you, not to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was being megala to them, the Hashkocha, what is the Hashkocha within Golos. Every Golos, I mean, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yud Kei Vav Kei doesn't shtel zich to the Klal Yisrael. Then the Pshat is Klal Yisrael is neglected. Avad HaKadosh Baruch Hu's L'mayla Ben Azman. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtel zich, what is the Hashkocha? The Hashkocha is Erke means that with the Golos is a potential for coming out later. Just like when a child is in a uber mei imoy, he's there for a tachlis to develop. That's the mokum where he'll develop and come out. When Klal Yisrael is in another mitzias, wherever there's a zman of golos, so it's a pchina of a heroin for a later birth. And that's the pshat that's the oimik in the goyin. When does birth start? When does the process of birth start? The process of birth starts as soon as the uba begins to feel that it's cramped. When as long as the uba doesn't feel cramped, so there's no stira. His mitzias is small. He is small enough. And just like if I go into somebody else's house, that's a huge mansion, and there's a separate guest wing, and I'm not used to more than, I'm used to 3 rooms, and in the guest mansion I have 5 rooms, and it's completely separate, so I'm not going to feel cramped. When I start filling in, when I start living on a higher style, let's say, and all of a sudden I need 8 rooms and I'm cramped to 5 rooms, that's when I start feeling it's tight. I don't want to be on top of his head. The metzias of birth, the metzias of the transfer from the pchinas tsar and golos to the pchinas to when a person's metzias changes, lies when the person perceives the tsaros and the mokum. That's why every single later, what it means that it, close to geula, that it starts becoming more difficult and harder. Lav dafka, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it more difficult, but it's because the person begins to feel cramped. When Klai is, so sometimes it's because they've been too long in Golos. Sometimes because the Golos is harsh. And sometimes it's because they begin to see themselves much bigger than they were. They begin to see who they can be instead of who they are. So the metzias of the geula before the difficult golos, it's not the pshat, just a mikra. I know somehow HaKadosh Baruch Hu dumps everything he has right before the geula, or dafke mitach tzara, or whatever you want to say. It's hagufa. Every golos and geula is a mahalach of heroin and leida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a heroin of a certain mahalach, and it goes to later. A later does not happen till the uba does not begin to press against the walls of the womb of the makom later and so on. The pressure itself is what's goyer of the later. When the child feels he can no longer be stifled, that's when he begins to come out and to become his own metzias. So the Goyen says, every mahalach of geula, the intensity of the golos must feel itself at the end of the goals, because that is what shafts the geula and the later. And that's the pshat that the Goyin says, the agra, the kala, is doichke. There's the kala was, they say, the Gemara says that hani b'nei mechuzah, I think it's b'nei mechuzah, are, it says a derogatory term, I don't remember offhand, that they see kavod haTorah twice a year, and they don't become talmidei chachamim. So, because the kala used to be there, and the kala was the asifa, a pirka was an occasional drasha of a chacham that would come by and say a dvar chachma. So, running to it is the schar, it shows the person's tshuka for divrei chachma. There's a surprising divrei chachma, person runs to hear it. Everything that comes mizman lazman, miperik to perik, is chaviv. So the mile over there is chvivus. Fine. It's nice. It's a welcome relief. Kala was the kviyas asifa of Klaisol to learn before ma'adim and yoni ma'adim. And there was a tremendous kvodesh al Torah that came about. What a person should feel, the doichka that a person should feel by the kala, is amen amaretz. When a person lives in his little dorf, and everybody is pretty much the same chacham, so beseda, you know, there's no feeling. The Uber doesn't feel that he's cramped because everybody's an Uber. There's no metzias of it. But when a person sees the Kvodesh al Torah, he sees the whole Metzias, like it says, people should have changed because they saw Kvodesh al Torah by the Kala. The Doichka is that the person starts feeling cramped, that it's not, you know, I'm not what I can be, I'm not what I should be, and so on. That's the Igor Kal Doichka that the Goyen says is the same as the goals before the Gula. When the person starts feeling cramped, compressed, That's when he starts shoving and pushing to get out and to flower. That's the pshat in the said about the Shemus Havaya, that in the Seif words is the Shem Havaya. We said of the Tushas Levi that the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, no matter how many times you machpel the Seif pasuk, the Seif letter is that name. The it means ki'ilu. That ki'ilu, that the Shem Havaya includes in itself a lot. It's no matter how much you machpel it, it still remains Shem Havaya. It's like the whenever you keep multiplying something, so the framework, the outside framework, it all is contained in the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the side of that. The it says the Shem Erke. This Arizal also says that the Shem of Erke, the 210 years, is the Hachpala. If you multiply the Shem Erke, which is 21 times 10, you get Reish Yud Shana, which was the amount of Shana were there. It's because the Metzias of Golos Mitzrayim was the complete unfolding of that. A Metzias of Eke. In other words, the complete development of Eke was the Redushana in Mitzrayim. The Indian of names, there's a Dava Niflad Moit. I mean, the Gemara says Minola Shmo Garim, we saw the Gemara Brachis, and the Gemara brings different things where a person's name, you know, was we could see who the person was. There's a Dava Niflad Moit. There's a Gemara in Ksubis. There's a few places in Gemara. The Gemara says they called a certain place. Why Almana? Let's take, forget a minute about the other places. The Gemara says, my Almana. Why is Almana called Almana? It's a pasuk in the Torah. Almana, Shvei Almana Beis Avich. There's Almana is a word written in the Torah in Breishis. What's the name of where does it come from? So the Gemara says, Almana, that she doesn't have a mana, a Ksuba of a Psulas Masayim, she's missing a mana. So the Gemara says, I mean, does the pasuk say Hashema Asid? So Gemara says, yeah, there's Shemus al Shema Asid, and the Gemara says that the Shemus al Shema Asid from Echavila and Ashur, all the psukim in Breishis. So you see that the pasuk is going al Shema Asid. So there's strange. First of all, the name is supposed to reveal the essence of something. How do you speak about something that's not there yet? But Mela, the names of the places, the Mashal says, I think, the Mashal, one of the first says, Mela, the names of the places, they were there anyway, Moshe was there. So Moshe is referring to it. But Almana wasn't going to be for a long time, it was the Kanz Chachamim. Secondly, a name of a place you want to describe to somebody what's the geographical location of something, so you're using a point of reference that people will be able to refer to. Well, we know Asher is, that's where the Nora goes. That's there's some sort of tfis in that type of Al-Shema Asit. But what does it mean Al-Mana, you call Al-Mana Al-Shema Asit? I mean, what are you trying to describe? The Teretz is, the name of something always has to, when I'm describing a person, I'm not describing what he is. The name of the person, if I want to describe the essence of the person, I can never describe the essence of the person as he is, because the essence of the person is what he will be, what he has in him. And the Shema Asit is what the person has now in him. And Almana has a certain chisaron, so b'meila, it will later on, we're going to realize that it reflects itself in a chasam mana and a ksuba. But that's like the way to be metayer something. If I want to give a name that's proper to something, and I name it Basher Husham, that's not its essence. How can you say it's essence? Because in a year from now, it's going to be different. Bal Karchach, if I want to take the essence, the real shame of something, then it's al-shema asit, what the person will be. The Medrash says over here, the Ve'elosh Meisrael, it says, all of them al-shem ha-ge'ula nikru. Ruvein ro Hashem onyi, Shimon shama Hashem, and so on. All of them, it brings psukim from later on, that they have a sheiches with the ge'ula. As Ve'elosh Meisrael, Sheorim Mitzrayim, means Adrabba, until Shmois, we only knew the names in the scope of their lifetime. Levi had his Metzias, and Yisach had their Metzias. That's the way we were Teufis. The Oymek of the Shem that we were Teufis was only that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reseeded those names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those Shemis and said, there is not a potential of Ruvein and Levi and Shimon for each one. There's a potential for Klal Yisrael in it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu reseeded it Mitzrayim, and therefore the name became a much deeper name. Reuven took on a different meaning, and Shimon took on a different meaning. It laid in the name's taki. That's why the Pasuk says, forget about what we learned until now. Unto Atkan Shvatim B'Torah Shvatim. And each name meant something, and that was the Shevet, and he had a bracha from Yaakov, Ishkifi B'Chosei, Zeu. Tam V'Nishlam Seder Shvatim Azichidim. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu took those Shvatim and replanted them again. And now they became an Uber, and they were there in the full complement of 10 times Eker. Everything that was potential in them was developed at that. And then they came out in the Geula. Reuven became a Reuven of Geula, and Shimon became a Shimon of Geula, and so on and so forth. One of the Nekudas that the Sfarim speak about in why in Vayizakol Hashem, Vayar Hashem, and so on, all the Inyanim were Kila HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Klal Yisrael started being Mispalel, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu started paying attention and saying, oh, you know, we have to beguile them. So it's mud in the pasuk. Kilu, first of all, why weren't they Mispalel before? What changed? Was there like new Emuna now, or they didn't have Emuna till then? What happened? What's the change over here? The Teretz is, the Tefillah was the Tfisa that they're in Golos. As long as things were manageable, it's like the Uber, that when the time hasn't come yet, it's okay, but may imay. It's, you know, it's limited, but it's not a steer to his Metzias. When does an Uber, when does it start becoming the time for Geula, for Leida? When there is a feeling of doichak, of lachatz, the zarko mitoicha lachatz was that now it's parallel to the golos that becomes more intense before the gula, because at this point the uber is ready to go. The metzias, I mean, at some point soon, for most of us, what is compressing us and what is stultifying us and what's limiting us is going to become an outside Metzias, and people don't have much chance. there's family, there's parnasa, there's society, there's kilo, there's tzibur. A person doesn't have, he is limited, he is framed by the mitzvahs that he's in, and to some degree it gives him his tzura, and it's his tzura as well. It gives him, it limits him. The least chance that a person is still the balabas over who he is and what his tzura is and what's in him is probably this stage in life. And if a person, the first step, every person is much bigger than he is, be'etzem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with an infinite amount of godless that can come out. As long as the person doesn't feel that he's smaller than he should be, as long as a person doesn't feel hemmed in or compressed by what he is, then there's no mokum for gula. There's no mokum to be mispalel for being better. If the person doesn't feel that betoich doichak, or betoich tzora, or betoich tzarus, it's a tefillah shav. It's a tefillah, you say with your lips, but there's no, it's ato choynein l'odom das. If a person just mispal blankly, I want to be a big genius, that's not a tefillah. I mean, but it's not a tefillah. When a person is breaking set on something that he thinks he should understand, and the person doesn't understand it, that's where ato choynein becomes a tefillah. When a person is mispalel for hashiveinu, or whatever it is, if the person feels that he's not what he should be, if it's pressing on him, then when the person is bowled for it, that's a tefillah, and that's the vayisaku that comes before later. If a person does some spal stame, he would like to be a big tzaddik and so on. That's not where the mokrim of the vayisaku it takes place, and that's not where the geula takes place. The junction of golus and geula is at the point where the person begins to feel the golus, where the person begins to feel that there's so much that's cramping him, there's so much that's not allowing him to be what he really could be or what he should be. That's when a person is tzamer. So a person has to understand both stadim. If the person is not yet, if he's happy with what he is and where he is and he's content, then he's not going to go anywhere. Me'idach gisa, if a person begins to feel the tsarus and the tzora of his particular personal golos, so adarabba, there is where the mokum gula starts from. Where a person begins to feel that there's so much more in him that's just not coming out and something's constricting him, that's where there's the mokum of his patchus of the person. That's where the person can actually can begin. That's where the Yeshua begins. The pasuk Naftari says, "Haboyim Yashresh Yaakov." Those who came, Yaakov will plant. It's a very strange lashon. Yashresh is lashon asid. Yotzitz ofarach Yisrael. No, it's the Akev is the name of Yaakov as he was when he was confined and constricted. He was oiches b'akev Esav when he was an Uber. So Yaakov b'matzav ubrasoi is called Yaakov. Yisrael is where he's pereach into his complete godless, where sarisim elokim v'anoshim. When a person begins to feel the hashrusha, the shrushim that a person plants is in his matzav of Yaakov, in where the person feels that they begins to feel that he has bigger she'ifas and there's the tzaras and tzaras. And mitoich that is where the person is zeichet to the tzmicha and to the Yifrach Yisrael.